Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am. You were loud,
the Lord, everybody. I don't think y'all hear me out there on the airwaves of Iron Royalty Show. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned in to Iron Royalty Radio Show. Yes, Iron Royalty Radio Show. And it is the first one this year. Hallelujah. And 2011. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. And I just want to start off as we always do. This is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And this is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited on today, on January the 7th, 2011. Yes, 2011. We are finally made it to this new year. Hallelujah. And I'm so excited about that. Kings and queens with riches that's listening on tonight over the airwaves, over the phone waves, all in the text box. I just thank God for you because we made it. When people thought we couldn't make it and they thought they were going to kill us in 2010, praise God, hallelujah, that we made it. I'm telling you, I'm fired up already because I told God when I get on the airwaves on tonight and when I begin to open up my mouth, I'm just going to give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this opportunity once again to be before your live or Iron Royalty Show. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm on fire. I'm excited. I'm overjoyed. I'm telling you, I've got my transfer that the Apostle and Apostle Chase and Apostle Michael Ross was saying on last week on the King's Kids Obtain Wealth and the Queens with Riches. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited that we got our transfer, we got transitions, we got transformations, and we're walking in the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you out there, listeners, I'm telling you, if you want to call in and just ask a question for this New Year live, you can call in at 917-889-7059, 917-889-7059. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And on today, we're going to talk about praising God. I'm going to give you a new revelation. Ask the Lord today what he wants me to talk about. He said he wants to talk about a lot of things, but he wanted me to begin to give you all some insight, what he gave me for this new year about really praising God and what praising God really means. It goes beyond the veil. It goes beyond us saying hallelujah. It goes beyond the veil of us saying thank you, Jesus. It goes beyond the veil of us just saying glory to God, we exalt you. But when you can praise God in your actions, you can praise God beyond your shouting. You can praise God in beyond your screaming, but you can praise God in the things that you do for his people. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about what God is going to do on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you should be amped up out there. Everyone is listening and tuning in through your computers, through your telephones, just in the text box, in the chat room, all of you that are, even the people on the phone line, on the switchboard, I'm telling you tonight, God is going to give us some great insight, and the Holy Ghost is already in this place. I don't know about you, but if you don't feel it, I'm telling you, you need to shake yourself and say, self, wake up, because the Lord is in this place. Say, self, get in position, because God is going to pour out overflow. Say, self, my time is now. You can't stop me, because my time is now. Hallelujah. I watch wrestling a lot. I watch WWE, and one of my favorite wrestlers anyone knows is John Cena. And on today, his song is God in My Spirit. When he comes out, he says, you can't stop me because my time is now. And that's where we're walking in this season. You can't stop me because my time is now. And I'm telling you, anybody that watch WWE out there knows that John Cena, I'm telling you, he never falls. I don't care if he get whooped today. He's going to get up 10 minutes later and going to want to fight everybody. It's like no matter what he goes through, what he do, no matter how they try to kick him off, he keeps coming back. Because in his spirit, you can't stop me because my time is now. I want somebody to get that in their soul. I want somebody to get that in their heart and in their mind. You can't stop me, devil, because my time is now. You can't stop me, people, because my time is now. You can't stop times is now. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, I felt that thing in my spirit. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I'm talking to somebody because the Lord won't let me let this thing go. The devil can't stop you because your time is now. People that are trying to hold you back can't stop you because your time is now. I don't care if nay, they, or they says you can't do it. The devil is a liar and a defeated fool because your time is now. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, my. Your time is now. Yes, you were sitting on your gifts all 2010. We might as well go back another year. You were sitting on your gifts in 2009, and you wasn't doing that thing that God called you to do. Yes, you wasn't prophesying people God said to prophesy. You wasn't really laying hands. You know you called. You know you're chosen. You're sitting on that bench. But I'm here to tell you today, I'm here to speak life into you and to your spirit. I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to the spirit man. That the devil can't touch you because your time is now. I call on every man and woman of God that's listening to the sound of my voice to let you know on today, January 7, 2011, that nothing can stop you because your time is now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Your time is now. Your season is now. Get in position now. Tell the Lord yes now. Walk up in greater faith now. Walk in your authority now. Walk in your power now. Walk by the Spirit now. Be used by the Spirit of living God now. You're getting your transfers now. You're getting your transformations now. You get your transfigurations right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. It's right now. Hey, God. It's right now. No more looking back on yesterday. No more looking back on 10 minutes ago. But we're talking about 6:13 p.m. Eastern time. It's right now. Hallelujah. Right now. Right now. Right now. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Right now. It's right now for you. You've been waiting long enough. You've been saying all types of excuses. Well, I'm just waiting on the Lord. No, yeah, I'm just waiting on the Lord, and I wait on the Lord to do it. It's not my season yet, and you've been, and actually 10, 20 years I went by, and you say somebody ain't your season, but the devil's a liar and a defeated fool, and I plead the blood of Jesus. Guess that lazy spirit, because the Bible says in John 21 and John 4 that Jesus waited for the Samaritan woman to come by the well in John 4. And in John 21, it said that Jesus was sitting on the land waiting for the disciples to come back and told them to throw their nets out on the right side. You can read it for yourself. John chapter 4 and John 21. You're not waiting on the Lord. I'm here to tell you all tonight that the Lord is waiting on you. Faith without works is dead. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. I just gave you the scriptures right there. So somebody should already get excited and overjoyed all in their spirit because the word of God has been giving me the scriptures in John 4 and John 21 that the Lord is waiting on me. So I'm going to activate this thing and I'm going to know that the devil can't touch me because my time is now. Hey, God. Oh, God, who am I talking to on today? Who out there over the airwaves? Who on the phone lines that I'm talking to that the enemy can't touch you because your time is now? Hey, God, I'm telling you, my God, your time is now. No more. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:17-19, I love it. I love it so much, and I love it in the New International Version. The Lord say, forget about the past. Forget the former things of the past. See, I am doing a new thing in you. Now, do you perceive it? Meaning that you ain't got to worry about yesterday, last year. That's so gone. We can't bring back 2010. That's over. But it's been 7 days in this new year. You can work on it right now. See, he's doing a new thing in you. See, actually, if you want to keep it 100, you want me to keep it real with you, your 2010, you couldn't even walk into 2011 you because God is doing greater things in your life, 2011. He's doing the expected, the unexpected, meaning whatever you expect God to do in 2011, you can expect him to do it just like that. See, it goes back to a song. When you move, he move just like that. Hey, when you move, he move just like that. because your time is now. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm telling you, the Lord revealed to me about a month or so ago, maybe like a little bit over a month now because time is going so fast now. I can't believe it's January, but I thank God for it. But he told me, I think it was in November. He told me, I was like, oh, Lord, thank you for finding that. All my prophecies come to pass and my prophecies and my purpose. He said, it already came to pass. The day that I spoke it out of my mouth to your ears, the day that I used my men and women of God to speak to you, it came to pass already. You just had to catch up with your prophecies. The day I opened up my mouth, says God. So meaning the day that the Lord told you, the day somebody came up to you and told what the Lord said about you and all these great things, it already happened. It's already manifesting in the atmosphere. But you have to just catch up with your prophecies, meaning you got to get in your seated position in God and walk in greatness and move along in your destiny. Your destiny is waiting to be introduced to you. Your destiny is staying ready to say, hello, hi, I'm Destiny, and we're going to do some great things together. I'm glad to meet you. Nice to know you. And if you want to know something that God dropped in my spirit, it was like about maybe 6-7 months ago on my website, imaruby.ning.com. I wrote it on there what God gave me about destiny. So I want to let you know that destiny is waiting to meet you. Destiny is ready to set up some plans and some provisions just for you. Destiny is ready to do great things through you and for you because now it's time for you to meet up with the destiny. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody is texting me right now in the chat room, and they're saying, woman of God, what are you saying right now? Oh, my God, it is just for me. And I thank you for this word because the devil can't stop me because my time is now. So many years I've been sitting on my gifts, and I always make up every excuse, but thank God for God using your mouth to say to me that the enemy can't touch me because my time is now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I magnify your name, God, for giving this to me in my spirit to touch somebody out there today. And I speak to you right now, woman of God, that because you text in and you said this verse your life, I speak an overflow in your life. I speak that every door that the enemy is trying to close to be open right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Luke, it says that the man with eyes, his eyes was closed. And Jesus laid hands on his eyes and said, Ephphatha. Ephphatha means to be open. So I speak Ephphatha over your life right now, that every door that shut will be open in the name of Jesus. Horokose. In the name of Jesus, every door in your life that the enemy tried to close, I speak Ephphatha over your life right now, so that every door will be open. And the Bible says, when the Lord said, when Jesus said Ephphatha over the man's life, and over his eyes, that his eyes begin to be open. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in this season of your life, I want you to know that greater that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue shall rise up against you shall fall into judgment and be condemned. God has great things in store for you. God has great things in store for your life. God has the overflow in your life. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he is so worthy, oh, God. He's so worthy to be praised. So worthy, oh, God, so worthy. I'm telling you, if you're ready to get in your position in this season of your life, I'm telling you, oh, God, ooh, I just dare you, to tell the Lord yes. I just dare you to do something this year by faith that you would never did any other year before past. I just dare you to say, if God told you to get that business plan together, I dare you to go and just start writing it. Just shame the devil, huh? Say, devil, you can't stop me here because my time is now. And begin to write that business plan. If the Lord told you to write that book, I dare you to start writing on a piece of paper, just like the lady who made the Harry Potter book. She wrote everything out on a piece of paper on napkins, and now she's a billionaire. Because if she can make books about wizards and warlocks and witches, sure the Lord live. You write that book to bless his people, he's going to bless your life. How do I know? Because my first book is selling every day of the week. And it's been out almost a year. So I know God is going to do it. I'm here to tell you, whatever you trust and believe and thank God to do, he will do it for your life. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. My. I'm telling you, your time is now. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time now for you to walk in your excellence. It's time now for you to walk in your greatness. It's time now for you to walk in your prosperity. It's time now for you to walk in all the overflow and the double portion and the abundance. It's time now for you to walk in your success. It's time now for you to walk in your healing. It's time now for you to walk in your deliverance. It's time now for you to be set free from all the things that hinders you and keeps you down. I'm sorry, you always say, well, my mama done this, well, my daddy done this. The devil is a liar. I break every generational curse in the name of Jesus. It's time for you to be broke free from that stuff and do the stuff the way God has called you to do. Who you report would you believe? Believe the point of the Lord in this season, in the name of Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm telling you, I was like, I can't let that go. I'm going to say it again. Tell that devil or anybody in this season, you can't stop me because my time is now. Hallelujah. I don't care what comes your way from this day forth. Say what? Say, devil, you can't stop me because my time is now. Hey, God. Hey, God.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, say, my time is now. My time is now. My time is now. Ooh, Jesus. Hey, God. Your time is now. Your time is now. Let go of all those things. You're in 2011 now. Stop bringing in that same mentality. But your time is now. The Lord let me know that this is such a revelation to somebody who declared and made a revelation to God that this year was going to be their season. And I'm letting you know, baby, your time is now. Your time is now. Hey, God. Your time is now. Hey, God. Ooh, Jesus. Your time is now. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Your time is now. Your ministry will come forth now. Everything inside this birthing is coming forth now. Jesus told them, at the end of time, you'll feel the birthing pain. The birthing process got to take forth. The birthing pain is coming forth now because your time is now. Every gift stored up in you will come forth now. Horrible sick. Hey, God.
Thank you.
Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know I'm supposed to get on the subject of praising God, but I'm telling you, I just keep studying here that you can't stop me because my time is now. Ooh. Your time is now. Your time is now. Your money is coming through because it's coming now. And why? Because I always declare Friday, Faith, Faith, and Finance Friday. So, baby, you're getting a double portion on that day because your time is now. Hey, God. Speak to your bank accounts. Speak to your jobs. Speak to your wallets. Speak to your purse. Speak to wherever you keep your money at and tell it, money, you won't come forth in the name of Jesus because my time is now. Head of Osha. Head of Osha. Is now. Hey, God. Woo, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever business you want to do, say business, huh? You're not going to hold me back. I'm going to work with you because my time is now. Whatever it is, you just begin to just put a name on it and tell it your time is now. Whew. It's Ecclesiastes 3 says the time and the season for everything under the sun. Want me to tell you, huh? 2011 is your season and everything under the sun, baby. The Bible says, and I love this so much. I love Genesis 1:28. It says that the Lord told them to be fruitful, multiply, replenish. I love that. Replenish means overflow. Subdue the land. I love subdue it because you take control of everything around you. Subdue the land. You have authority and dominion over the fish in the sea and the fowls of the air, meaning everything in your life has to come subject to the word of God. Everything. I'm talking about your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit, your kids, your husband, your wife, your money, your job, your ministry, whatever. Got to come subject to the word of God out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. So your time is now. Hey, God. Woo. Jesus. Your time is now. No longer you lack. No longer you'll be hurt. No longer you'll be in pain. No longer will the enemy try to get in your mind and do a warfare in your mind. The devil is a liar and a defeated foe. You, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on thee. Let your mind be also in you as also in Christ Jesus. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The idle mind is a devil workshop, so we bind him out of your mind right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus against your mind and saturate their mind with your blood, Jesus, because their mind can't stop them because their time is now. Hey, God. Woo. Lord, we glorify your name. Oh, God, we glorify your name, God. Hey, God, your time is now. Hey, God, every chain, every shackle, every cord, every habit, it got to let you go because you're coming forward because your time is now. It can't stop you no more. It can't hold you back from getting the things of God because your time is now. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Oh, my God. Your time is now.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Everything that you used to say that used to get you in trouble and mess up, it can't even stop you no more because your time is now. Hey, God, disobedience and rebellion to the word of God, when God tell you to do something, it can't stop you no more because your time is now. And I break every cycle, every satanic attack, every demonic force, every witchcraft, every spoken curse that ever been spoken of your life from a child to adulthood. I bind it now in the name of Jesus, and it has to break now in the name of Jesus because it can't stop you no more because your time is now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Woo. Because Jesus said in Matthew 18 that he had given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Hey, God. Because your time is now. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. My. The enemy cannot touch you no more because your time is now. Depression, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Low self-esteem, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Everything that attacks your mind and tell you not good enough, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And you cannot touch anybody anymore because their time is now. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Woo, Jesus. Your time is now, men and women of God. Kings and queens of the richest city in heavenly places. Your time is now to come forth. Your time now to do everything that God called you to do. This is the year that you'll no longer be last, but you will be first. And the first shall be last. Hallelujah. Your time is now. Why? Because Matthew 20, verse 16 says so. He that is first will be last, and he that is last will be first. And if you know it or not, this is the year of all ones, baby. January 1-1-1. 1-1-1, 1-11-1-1, November 1-1-1, 11-11-1-1. This is the year of the ones, baby, that you will be first, and you will no longer be looked over, and you will no longer be last, because the Lord has called it such a one as you for such a time as this, for you to come forth, because the devil can't stop you, because your time is now. Your time is now. Your time is now. Glory, hey, God. Woo, Jesus. Woo. Oh, God, your time is now. Your time is now, man of God. Your time is now, woman of God, for you to open up your mouth. And if it's one person a day, begin to make a declaration to God and tell the Lord to use you and tell the Lord to hide you behind the cross and tell the Lord to creep all your flesh out and kill your flesh daily and crucify it and tell the Lord to open up your mouth and speak and increase the Holy Spirit in so you can begin to tell somebody about Jesus and all that he done for you and who he is in your life, the love of your soul, the father when you need fathering, the mother when you need mothering, your healer, your deliverer, your creator, your provider, your protector, your teacher, the Alpha Omega, the time is now. No more, no more, no more of you not opening up your mouth. Proverbs 18, verse 21, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the fruit therein. You begin to open up your mouth and prophesy to the forest winds, the east, the west, the north, and the south, and speak to the Lord in what you want, and tell everything in your life to come subject to the word of God. And when the beginning, the devil begin to rise up, and them things begin to rise up, you say, you can't touch me because my time is now, and you have to come subject to the word of God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, woo, it's your time now for you to rise up. It's time now for you to be used by God. He said before he let the enemy overtake, he let the rocks cry out for you. I don't know about nobody else, but I don't need no rocks to cry out for me. I can just open up my mouth myself and do what God called me to do. I don't care if I got to touch one soul a day. I'm fine with that because what the Lord says, he'll come back and lead on 99 and come get that one, because that one is important to the Lord. That one is a king or a queen with riches sitting in heavenly places. Hallelujah. In this season of your life, I want you to know that you are royalty. You are a ruby, a rare jewel. You are a king, and you are a queen with riches sitting in heavenly places. I don't care what the devil say about you. I don't care what your mom and your daddy say about you. I don't care what nobody say about you. But they are a lion and a defeated foe. Because why? Because the Lord said you're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, and you are joined into the hands of Christ Jesus. So I want to let you know that you are royalty. And you know what? You can walk around like royalty. You want prosperity? You got to walk, talk, and speak like prosperity, baby. Whatever you want to need, you got to be that. Because whatever a man thinketh, so is he. And out of abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. So you begin to think that thing in your mind, and you begin to think that I'm royalty, and you tell the Lord what you want in your mind, and then you begin to open up your mouth, and you begin to speak that thing in the atmosphere, and you begin to watch that you are an atmosphere changer. You have been called by God to change atmospheres, and that everything has to draw to your climax, because you are a king's kid, and you obtain wealth. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Lord, I love the New Living Translation version. I love it so much because in Proverbs 11, verse 16, it says, beautiful women obtain wealth. And when I read that a few years back, I got so overjoyed with that, and I said, I'm going to be wild. And they'd be like, be wild? Yes, baby, a beautiful woman obtaining wealth, baby. Whatever you get through, I'm going to be wild. And if just in case that don't work for you, I'm a QWR. They'd be like, what's that, a queen with riches? And just in case that don't work for you, I'm going to let you know where else I am. I'm walking in a fog, baby. In a fog, yes, baby, the favor of God. And if that don't work with you, while I'm walking in the FOG, I'm being led by a GPS. And you want to know what that is? God's prosperity system. I'm here to let you know, baby. When you got all that on your side, you ain't got to worry about no devil, no unclean spirits, no demons, no poison, no places or no things. Because when you got heaven got your back, ain't nothing can come against the blood of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm telling you, nothing that the enemy try to throw at you can touch you. Why? Because heaven got your back. The battle's not yours. It's the Lord's anyway. So you ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to worry about anything. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, I love that to the New Living Translation version. It said don't worry about anything, but instead pray about everything. Make your petition before known before God with supplication, and the peace of God will pass all understanding, will guard your heart. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Why would you worry when you got God? If you're going to worry, why pray? If you're going to pray, why worry? All you got to do is push, pray until something happens, and watch it happen. Pray until the earth shakes. Pray until heaven drops in your lap. But whatever you do, just know that the Lord got your back. Why? Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if you know it's done in heaven, then you already know it's going to be done in your life. But you got to open up your mouth. You got to open up your mouth and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't do it by myself. Lord, I need you to work this out in whatever form of fact you want to say it to him, and trust him and watch him to do it for your life. Hallelujah. I love Psalms 116, verse 1 and 2. It says, the Lord hears and answers our prayers. And after it says that, verse 2 says, why? Because he bent down and listened to us. Meaning that when you open up your mouth, he's right there with a meeting with you in your bedroom. He's right there in your bathroom. He's right there in your car truck. He's right there wherever your prayer closet is. He's right there bending down and listen to my son and listen to my daughter. And not only that, he makes a visitation with you in your room. Why? Because the Bible says so. How does the Bible say so? In 1 Samuel 3, the Bible said that the Lord stood at the end of Samuel's bed and called him by name. And I'm here to tell you that some of y'all out there been hearing the Lord call you by name, but you've been just kind of wishy-washy, wondering if it's him. But I'm here to let you know tonight I burn double-minded, because a double-minded man is an unstable man in all his ways, in the name of Jesus. And double-minded will not hold you back. Why? Because your time is now. Hey, God. Hey, God. I'm telling you, in this season of your life, for 2011, I want you to know that you are moving forward and you won't be stopped. Why you won't be stopped? Because there's something in your future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. Why not only that? Because the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 2 and 10, anything you want, you take, and you do not restrain yourself from any joy. It also says in Matthew 7 that the kingdoms of the violence and the violence take you by force. And I'm here to tell you all today, something just ain't going to be given to you, boo-boo. No, it's not. Something, you just got to go take it by force. Why? Because of the story of a man named David, 1 Samuel 30. And his Ziklag, they came and took his wife and kids and all his soldiers, wives and kids, and he began to get all depressed and everything. But the Bible says that David had to encourage himself in the Lord. And as he was encouraging himself in the Lord, he went to the Lord and said, Lord, shall I pursue? And the Lord said, yes, you shall pursue, and you shall recover it all. So when I read that again, I read not too long ago, and as I read that, I began to say, Lord, I got this whole thing wrong here. I just used to get excited about David encouraging himself in the Lord, and I got excited about David recovering it all. But hold up, Lord, David got a double portion in this. Oh, somebody getting this out there on tonight. David got a double portion in this. See, David went and took his wife, his kids, and everybody else, you know, his soldiers, they took their wives and their kids. But not only that, they took Ziklag's wife and kids. So not only that, they got a double portion. Well, somebody is feeling this. You're getting a double portion this year. So everything that you did not, you lost last year, I expect to get a double portion in 2011. I expect a double portion in your life. I expect a double anointing. I expect a double overflow. I expect a double breakthrough. I expect a double healing. I expect a double deliverance. I expect double prosperity in your life, in the name of Jesus. So I begin to get super excited. I begin to really jump up and praise God. And I begin to really encourage myself in the Lord, because I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, I'm getting double in 2011. And hey, I'm just going to tell you like this. The Lord said, I have not because I ask not. And if I delight myself in the Lord, he'll give me desires in my heart. So I said, okay, Lord, well, how about me go up a triple this year? Hallelujah. Because whatever, if you're doing what the Lord called you to do, whatever you ask God to do, he will have no trouble but to grant it. Why? Because he's the Lord God's son and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor on you, and no good thing does he withhold from you. So I'm here to tell you, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these things be added to you as well. So if you're seeking the Lord and you put him first and you trust in him with all your heart. Hold on, rewind. I need to back and say that. Because a lot of us use that scripture, Proverbs 3, verse 4 and 6, but we forget about 2 and 3. And I just want to share that with y'all on tonight. It says these exact words. It says, if you grab wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and you guard it to your heart, and you wear it around your neck like a necklace, God will give you favor with God, man, and people. And then after it says that, then it goes into trusting the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Meaning, if you grab his word and yourself consented to the word of God, and you believe every promise in it from Genesis Revelation, and you believe everything that he says in that word, if you grab it and guard it inside of your heart and write it inside of your heart and wear it around your neck like a necklace so people can see the light shining in your eyes, then he will give you favor with God, man, and people. Then you can trust in the Lord with all your heart. Then you cannot lean to your own understanding. Then you can acknowledge God in everything that you do. So he ain't got no choice but to make your pathway straight and direct your path. Oh, God. So I'm telling you, in this season of your life, your time is now. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. Who reporters you going to believe? Is there anything too hard for God? I'm hearing like the Lord told Abraham. Is there anything too hard for God? That's what the Lord told Abraham in Genesis 17 when they began to sit down with Abraham. He said, is there anything too hard for me? When Sarah loved and believed she was going to have that baby that next year. And it's so funny. I love that so much. Our Lord, forgive me, it's Genesis 18. I love that so much because you know what? In Genesis 21, if you read it, the Lord came back again to Sarah and Abraham. And you know what? She was holding that baby in her arms that the Lord told her she was going to have. So I'm here to let you know, whatever the Lord has told you in your life, whatever God had made a declaration to you, whatever the man and woman that God has said in your life, it is going to come to pass. And it is so. And then there's nothing the devil can do about it. You know why? Because your time is now. Hallelujah.
I'm getting old, too. Like,
oh, God. Your time is now. The Lord is here right with you. He never leaves you nor forsake you. He has his hands all around you. He wraps you up daily. The Bible says he loads us up daily with benefits. So every day you're getting a benefit, if you know it or not. Actually, the Lord is better than a job. You know, sometimes you have to work for years to get that 401k, that benefit. Work 90 days or longer. But with God, you get benefits on a daily basis. He says that, I love this in Matthew 6 when he told him, he said, the earthly kid, the earthly parents get their kids good gifts. How much more do you think your heavenly father will just give you if you just ask them? So I'm here to let you know, if we as parents, and I don't know about y'all, but my kids are so spoiled, it's ridiculous. I try my best to give my kids whatever they need and want. So if I can do this for my kids, how much more do you think your heavenly father do for you if you just ask them? And he already let that be known. He said, look at the birds, the sparrows. They don't worry about nothing on a day-to-day basis. Look at the ladies in the valleys. They just better than Solomon in all his glory. So if the Lord can take care of sparrows, and you more important here than sparrows, how much more do you think that the Lord will take care of you? Why? Because he said in Philippians 4:19, he should supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So I'm here to let you know that God has your back. Heaven has your back. I'm letting you know that everything has to come subject to the word of God in your life. I want you all tonight to speak to everything in your life, and you tell it that it got to leave. It has no place in your life. And then, you know what else you say in your sentence? You say, you can't stop me because my time is now. And you stamp that in the blood of Jesus. And I promise you, as soon as the Lord lives, you can watch the true manifestations of God happen in your life. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if anybody listening on today needs healing, I just want you just to begin to say on tonight that I am healed, I am delivered and set free. And say why? Because my time is now for my healing. I'm telling you, if you need deliverance, you say I am delivered, I am healed, and I am set free, and no more chains holding me. Why? Because my time is now. I want you to begin to speak to everything in your life, and you begin to make a declaration to God that this year is your time, and your time is now. Oh, God.
And she preaches.
Hallelujah. Your time is now.
Things that needs to change.
It's not next year, but your time is now. Your overflow is now. How do I know? Because if God can heal my cancer and I only had 90 days to live, I know God can do anything in your life. Hallelujah. And God can take me from the back of the church from 2009 and now put me in a pulpit. I know God can bless your life. And God can take me from having 18 cents in my bank account to having a lot of money in there. I know God can do it for your life. And God can take me a single young mother who had to jump out, couldn't go back, write books on welfare, clothing, and all these great things that God is doing in my life. I know, should the Lord live, he can do it in your life. Why? Because he's not a God of respected person. If he can do it for me, baby, he can do it for you. But you know what you got to do? You got to begin to use your best and greatest tool of your own life, and that's opening up your mouth and speaking positive out of your mouth. You bind all that negativity. You bind all them other voices that people be saying in your ear. Sometimes you got to hang up the phone, baby, and tell them, baby, you ain't in my season. And say, click up and keep on stepping, baby, because I'm telling you, they just ain't for you. They're against you. And you got to say, two finger dudes, God bless you. I'll pray for you and keep on going. Because if somebody don't see your vision and they ain't walking and talking with you, they're a hindrance to you. Jesus called them a stumbling block. And they're a stumbling block to you. And they're trying to keep you from moving forward in your destiny and the purpose that God has for your life. And you got to move them out the way. I call them Jonah. Because you remember in the book of Jonah 1, if they had to kick Jonah off the boat, they would have died. But they had to throw Jonah overboard. And when they did that, they began to live. And sometimes you got to throw them Jonahs out your way. You got to kick them overboard so you can live and not die and declare the works of the Lord and tell everybody all the wonderful things that God has done in your life. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm excited, men and women of God, about all the great things that God is doing. I want you to know that nothing can stop you this year because your time is now. It is N-O-W. It is now. And even if you don't see it, it don't matter. You just quote Hebrews 11 and 1 out your mouth. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Meaning I ain't got to see it, baby, but I know. And if that don't work for you, you quote 1 John 14 and 15. This is the confidence that I have in approaching God, that if I ask anything according to his will, I know that he hears me. And since I know that he hears me, I know I'm going to have to see what I ask one prayer. And if that don't work for you, you can quote Psalms 2 and 8. And it says, oh, Father God says, only ask, and I'll give your nations all your inheritance, and of all the end of the earth as your possessions. Meaning if the Lord said just ask him, he'll give you the nations as your possessions and the end of the earth as your inheritance, meaning that you can ask whatever you want in this world. And I love something that David said in Psalm 56. He said, in God I trust, so why should I be afraid? And God I trust, what can mere men, mortals do to me? Meaning, what can people really do to you? They can't do nothing. Only thing you have to do is trust in the Lord and know that he has your back. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, y'all need to walk in y'all Jacob mode. I always say, yeah. I'm in my church home. I'm walking in my Jacob mode, meaning that I'm not going to let God go until he bless me, until he do what I tell him that I need to be done. And not only that, I also walked in my Jabez anointing, meaning Jabez, his name means Jabez because he's birthed out in pain, 1 Chronicles 4, you can read that tonight. And reason why he's birthed out in pain, because when he was born, his mother named him Pain. So one day, Jabez said, I've been through too much pain in my life. But, Lord, if you just enlarge my territory, if you just bless my coast, if you just increase my capacity and bless me in all that I do and keep evil pain and hurt and harm from me, I know that it shall be done. And the Bible said the Lord granted his request.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know on tonight that the Lord is granting your request. Access granted. No more denied. Delays is not denied, baby. Just because you've been a little bit delayed, I want you to know that this is your season. It can't stop you because your time is now. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that God loves you. If you think you ain't got anybody else in your life, look up to the hills, which come in all of your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. He never sleeps a slumber. The one that watches over you never sleeps a slumber. The Lord stands beside you as his protector shade. The sun cannot hurt you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord preserves your life, and he keeps watches over you as he come and go both now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray. That's Psalms 121. Read the whole thing. I read it on a daily basis because I love Psalms 121. Because the Lord never sleeps in a slumber, and he stands beside my protector shade, and the sun can't harm me by day, nor the moon at night, and he preserves my life, then I'm Gucci then. That I can walk this walk, I can talk this talk, and I can live the word of God through my mouth, because God says that he's around and he's protecting me, so I ain't got to worry about nothing in my life. And I'm Gucci, I'm protected, and I know heaven got my back. That's how you got to think. That's how your mentality got to be. Because remember, whatever man thinketh, so is he. And I love one of my favorite scriptures, and I'm walking in this too, and I want you to walk in this in your life. Ephesians 3 and 20. Now unto him who is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us, meaning that you already got the power. Like I said earlier today in John 4 and John 21, Jesus waited for the Samaritan woman in John 4. And John 21, Jesus waited for the disciples, meaning that the power is already working in you. You ain't waiting on the Lord. The Lord is waiting on you to open up your mouth. He can give you exceedingly, which means super fast. He can give you abundantly, means more and more and more than enough. Above all, you can ask, open up your mouth, and think according to the power that's working in you. So I want you to know that you got the key. You got the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said that in Matthew 18. He already told you that. So since you got the keys of the kingdom of heaven in your life, start using to open up every door that you want to go through. That's the question. Isaiah 41 says it's no better. The Lord said, I'll open doors that no man can close, and I'll close doors that no man can open. Meaning that you need to get those keys to the kingdom of heaven and begin to open up those doors and watch them go click, 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 click. I tell people they got the master key. You got the master key. Since you know what that means, you serve a master, which is the Lord in heaven. Since you got the master key, you only need one key to open up every door. Hallelujah. In your life. I want you to know that from this day forth, your life will never be the same. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice. from this day forth that God is going to begin to speak to you. I want all you that dreamers and have vision. I want you to get your notebook and a notebook and an ink pen to begin to write down the things that God gives you and write dates and times behind them, because God's going to start letting those things manifest. Why? Because Joel 2:28 says so, and Acts 2:17-19 will say, in these last days, these men, women, and dreams, daughters have vision, dreams, and prophesy alike. So in these last days, you will have vision, dreams, and prophesy. And in these last days, your vision, dreams, and prophecy will come to pass. So I want to begin to do that. All of you right now, that God speaks to you in your prayer time and your worship, or whatever way God speaks to you, I want to begin to write down things that God gives you and tell God what you want. The Lord says in Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, which is like easy, gentle, and light, and I will find rest for your soul. In this season, I want you to know that the Lord loves you, and he has your back. And I want you to know that nothing can stop you, because your time is now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I see we have some callers that's on the line. I would love for them to introduce themselves and tell me where they're calling from, and if they have any questions for me before they close, we close out, I can surely answer them.
Amen. This is Evangelist Cynthia Wallace, and all I can say is I've been blessed on tonight. Just an awesome, awesome word, and thank you for your obedience in following the flow of God, because it was necessary. So you were speaking to me in so many ways. I'm just like, wow, God, I hear you. So I thank God for using you to speak to me, and he does things expediently, immediately. I was just talking to God about that today, and so for him to use you, I'm just in awe. Like, thank you, God, I hear you. My time is now. Devil, you can get behind me, because my time is now. So I'm telling you, sis, I'm just like, wow, God, I just thank you, God, because you're so amazing. And I just talked to God about this today, literally. And for you to come and him to allow you to speak that, I thank you for your obedience, and God bless you, sis. I love you, and I'm just excited about what's to come.
Yes, God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody, that's my sister, Evangelist Santia Wallace. Y'all know she calls into everyone. I love this woman of God. She's such a true sister. She calls into everything I do. I don't care if I say, girl, we finna call into Japan tonight. She's going to call into Japan tonight. I'm telling you, that's a faithful, that's a woman of God that God has so many great things in store for us. So I can't wait till she begin to just tell me all the great things, because this is her season and her time is now. And I thank God, because I actually was going to talk about the praising God, but God won't let me shake that thing off. So I thank God for him just letting the Spirit just speak through me. And I thank God for the lives that I have touched on tonight. Hallelujah. Caller number two, you're live on the air. I want you to tell me where you call from and if you have any questions for me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Evangelist. This is Shay calling from California, and I'm calling through Skype.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm calling through Skype because I'm not at home, but I can connect through a different area. So I've been really enjoying the word tonight, and I just thank you for allowing God to use you. And it's definitely a word that is needed, and I am taking it all in.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. This is a powerful woman of God. I met her like back in September. Her father is actually our bishop, hallelujah, Bishop Atterbury. And it's such a wonderful thing, because I just got back from Vegas from my book tour, and I came to a conference that she done, and she just really just, oh, my God. I was like, yes, yes, this is stuff that I've been telling y'all, yes, confirmation, thank you, Lord. And she was just going off and just going in. And afterwards, it was like I had won one of her journals that I use every day. I'm almost done with it, writing all my notes and everything God gave me in it.
Awesome.
I love it. And she bought one of my books, and I'm telling you, this is another book off. She's a powerful woman of God. And actually, I will be on her show on Monday, and I want you to tell them about that, too, also, Evangelist.
Yes.
Could you share that with them?
Absolutely. Monday, we're going to have a show. I have a show every Monday night. It's called the Monday Night Motivational Call, and she's going to be our guest. And she's going to have the full 45 minutes. I'm just going to do an introduction, and she's going to come and share what the Lord has given us for this year. And I know it's going to be as powerful as it was this call tonight. And I don't have the number in front of me, but Evangelist, if you can share that number, I would love people to call in, be a part of it, and I can guarantee you're going to be absolutely blessed.
Amen, amen. I'm looking up the number right now. Praise God. I'm telling you, everybody, I am so excited about what God is doing. I'm telling you, the devil can't stop us because our time is now. I'm telling you, it is our season. This is our season to get everything that the Lord has promised us, everything that he has told us. We're going to walk in it this season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God. Anyone want to share this listening before we get to air? We have 1 minute left. Okay, I have the number. Is everyone there?
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, the number for Vanishaya Chasinga Block Talk Radio Show is 917-388-4509. I'm going to repeat that again, 917-388-4509. Evangelist Shay, would you let them know what time that it will be?
Yes, the time is going to be 8 o'clock Eastern and 5 o'clock Pacific, or either Central Time is 7 o'clock. So you definitely want to be on that call. Again, it's 8 o'clock Pacific time. 8 o'clock Eastern, which is the East Coast, and then 5 o'clock, which is West Coast, California time, and then Central around Chicago time, South Bend, it is at 7 o'clock.
Amen, amen, praise God. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is going to do, even on that show, because God gave me something so powerful for that. So I'm excited about that, and I'm just excited about just even being here in this year. I'm telling you, y'all don't even know. For me, go back and just sometimes look back, you know, like myself said, I never would have made it. And if I look back over what all I've been through, I mean, 6 years, almost 7 years ago, I wasn't even supposed to even be here this long, because I supposed to have been dead from 04 and 05. I supposed to have been out of here. And for me to be here 6 years later from 05, I'm telling you, y'all don't even understand how I'm super excited, because I am a living, walking testimony. And
amen.
I just praise God for that, and I thank God, because the devil couldn't touch me because my time is now. And I thank God because he has done so many great things for me in 2010. I said, oh, God, I'm just excited about what he's doing in 2011 already. It's been 7 days, but I'm telling you, God has done some great things. He allowed me to upgrade my website to an internet magazine now, and I got new things on there, and I thank God for that. And
amen.
The new doors opening up, so I just thank God. I'm telling you, he's an awesome God. And what we need to do is begin to open up our mouth and decree and declare what we want God to do in this season, and just watch him just do it just like that.
Amen.
So everyone out there on tonight on Iron Royalty Show, we're about to close out. I am your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. I just want to let you know God bless you. I just want you to know that the Lord will keep you as the apple of his eye. I want you to know that the best is yet to come. Walk in your greatness. Walk in your royalty. And I will see you next week at the same time at 6 p.m. And I will talk to you all soon. Be blessed. Agape.
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 Amen.